Good morning. Welcome to NPPC's 27th World Pork Expo. We expect to have about 20,000 people here for Expo this year and about 400 exhibitors. In addition to that, there's going to be 900 entrants showing about 2,500 show pigs at the World Pork Expo Junior National Hog Show. We only had 300 entrants in that 8 years ago, so it's one of those events that's grown rapidly. Hope that you take the opportunity to go see how hard these kids work. We'll have thousands of producers from across several states and people attending from about 40 countries around the world. People have had will have the opportunity to hear about 20 different presentations and panel discussions on various pork industry topics. I'd encourage you to attend tomorrow's Strategic Investment Program lunch upstairs in the Varied Industries Building, where Iowa Governor Terry Branstad and USTR Chief Agricultural Negotiator Darcy Vetter will speak. I don't know if you've heard Darcy before, but she's very, very impressive. For Thursday's SIP lunch, we'll have a panel discussion on antibiotics, which, as I'm sure you're all aware, has been a very hot topic recently. Before I turn things over for a series of updates, you know, with different board members and speakers to answer questions for you, I want to mention a couple of numbers from NPPC. Good news is that NPPC is in a very strong position financially. Our revenue for the first 4 months of 2015 is up 11%. We've added an additional 71 new investors this year, which gives us over 3,000 total investors. And as I'm sure you're aware, NPPC is voluntarily funded by producers that support our efforts. We, of course, are the voice for producers in Washington fighting for reasonable legislation and regulations, new markets for U.S. pork around the world, and protecting the livelihoods of our producers. Now we're here on the Iowa State Fairgrounds, with all this beautiful weather that I brought with me from Washington last night. And I want to thank you very much for coming to Expo.